In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Dina DeSico. Hey, Dina.
Hi.
Hey, where did I catch you today? What you doing?
I'm just outside in my car.
In your car? You going someplace?
No, it's actually how I had to get by to do this interview. It's my quiet place.
Your quiet place is your car.
Yeah, because I come from a big family. I'm one of seven kids.
Wow. Dina, where do you live? What town?
I live in Rybrook, New York.
So how many people in total are now in the house right now?
Right now, seven.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day after you talk with me?
I'm actually going to go back inside to my loud house and re-dye my pink hair.
Why pink?
It's just been my favorite color, like, since... Like, forever.
Well, you sound like the kind of person, based on your music and your hair color, that kind of thinks different. Have you always been a different thinker to the other people in the family?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not really sure how much this matters, but, like, I'm placed right in the middle. That's where I am. So I always, like, looked at it as I have three siblings to look up to, and then I have three that are looking, like, up to me. So I feel like it's fun being placed in the middle because I can learn, but I can also teach.
Well, the middle child is usually the peacemaker, right?
Yeah, I try to.
It's part of your job, too. Are you going to school now?
No, I actually... So you said I was different. That couldn't be any more true. I didn't choose college like most of my graduates did in 2015. That's the year I graduated. Mm-hmm. I just decided to work, make money, and I published a children's book.
No kidding. What's the book called?
Yeah, The Magic Pickle. The cover's pink, and it's about a little purple pickle who's not afraid to be herself. She embraces like her uniqueness. And that kind of reflects on my EP, Me, that I also released.
Well, you seem the kind of person that loves creating. I mean, the book. You're the first person, I think, in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight to have a book as well. So you're good at writing. What about music? When did you know that music was a good thing for you, too?
Probably, like, around the age of 10 or 11. I was inspired, actually, by Hannah Montana when the show came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the coolest Disney Channel show because, like, yeah, it's showcasing a singer-songwriter, and I'm right in that moment, actually, like, because of that TV show, I was like, oh, like, that's what I want to do, like, I want to express, like, my thoughts and feelings through lyrics, and I wrote it, like, all by myself. I didn't need co-writers, it was just, like, it's all me.
Yeah, isn't it something? You sit in a room by yourself, you come up with an idea, you don't think anybody cares about it, you do the work involved, and one day you find yourself on the radio in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, because I actually was thinking that last night because I was thinking how, like, grateful I am for this opportunity. Thank you again, by the way.
Sure.
I was like, wow, like, when I was younger, I thought no one would care about me. But, like, usually there's going to be at least one person, like, that will.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Dina DeSico. Tell me about the song we're going to play called In Love. You sent over a few. This is the one we chose. Maybe not the one that you would have wanted on the air, but tell me about the song, because we really enjoy it.
In Love almost didn't, like, make the cut for my EP, but I wrote it because I met someone almost 2 years ago now. It was a guy that I met, and it was, I guess you could say, love at first sight for me, definitely. But I guess I was wrong, because the feeling isn't reciprocated. I'm in love with someone who isn't in love with me. He's basically emotionally unavailable, and although I know this, I still want him, even if it hurts me. The song is me regretting falling for someone, because it's clear he doesn't feel the same way. This isn't easy to admit, but it's the truth.
Well, you can't do better than the truth. Did you have to cancel a lot of live shows? Did you do any live shows?
That actually was my next goal, like, that I was going to accomplish this year. Because after I released my EP late last June, so it's been a year, I was like, oh, like, I shouldn't stop there. I should make a music video, and I did recently. It's on YouTube. Not for this song. It's for the title track of the EP, Me. And after the music video, I was like, oh, now what? Like, I can't just keep doing things, like, behind, like, hurting. I was like, oh, I should, like, go out and debut my music. It might not be the perfect time now, but, like, if not this year, definitely next year. Like, I want to go out. Because I've done karaoke before. I don't get that nervous. I do a little because I care about what I do.
Sure.
But, yeah, I definitely want to, instead of, like, covering other people's songs, I want to, like, debut, like, all of my songs, like, my five songs on my EP. I want to, like, sing them and, like, see the reaction they get.
You know what? Be as different as you want for as long as you can. Okay, Dina?
Thank you.
Dina, where can people find out more about Dina DeSico? D-E-N-A, right?
Yeah.
D-E-C-I-C-C-O. Dina DeSico.
For my book, I know it's kind of different. That's not my music, but that has its own website where it has all the links to other websites to buy it. But for music, I guess I made a Facebook page.
Just Google that. You'll find you, right?
If they Facebook search it or through Google, it could come up too. It has like 12 likes. Maybe that number will go up after this.
The Magic Pickle is the book we're looking for by Dina DeCicco. And look for her songs in general. This one is called In Love. We're going to hear it right now. Hey, Dina, love the pink hair. Stay in your car as long as you can until they bring you in for dinner. Hey, Dina, good luck and thanks for joining us at WHUD.
Thank you so much for having me.